Well, hello, everyone out there. Welcome. It's Press Play again. I am your host, Bailey, and I am joined by Matthew Austin. And we will eventually be joined by Omar Zaki, who can come do the Bad Batch episodes with us. But he's been really busy and just got back from vacation with his beautiful wife and baby. So we're cutting him a little slack. But we just did our Fast and Furious episode. So if you're listening to this and you also like Fast and Furious, F9, we just talked about it. The Fast freaking saga.
At length.
So go listen to that. And yeah, it's a big puppy.
It's a meaty episode. You want some Press Play Again content? You got it. It's all sitting right there for you.
To it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're here. We're ready to discuss. We are here for our Bad Bitch Mondays. Bad Batch, you know. I just like to play with that a lot.
Bad Bitch Mondays.
We're here to discuss episode 9, Bounty Lost, which is, it's a really good episode. I actually really enjoyed this one. Which we'll talk about that. But before we get into that, I need to tell you where you can listen to us other than YouTube. And that's Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts. And give us 5 stars and leave us a review. I'm just going to ask every single time. And you can also follow us on social media, on Twitter at Again Press and Instagram at Press Play Again. We'll be posting links and when we post episodes, like it'll be on there. So to make your life easier, if you really, really enjoy listening to us talk, you can just follow us on social media. So I would say do that. And then this, our Bad Bitch episodes will always, and now it's just becoming a habit for me to say it.
Disney's like, okay, we're coming for them now.
Our Bad Batch episodes will always be Monday mornings and our Loki episodes will always be Wednesday nights. So come and listen to us for those bad boys too. And then we'll be discussing and reviewing Black Widow when that comes out. So we'll let y'all know when that gets closer, but just keep your eyes open, peeled for that. But I think that's it. I think that's all I need. So let's talk about this episode, right?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Bounty Lost. What did you think, Matthew?
Great episode. Great episode. Continues the trend of
I thought you were gonna stop right there.
Great episode. Next. Who's next? yeah, it continues with the last where we ended up having ourselves a fucking Clone Wars arc here, basically. You know what I'm saying? And it was actually like 4 episodes long of like the last 4 episodes ended the filler shit and we got a complete kind of thing. We got Omega back already in this episode, which I kind of figured. I think we'd really be without her for too long. But all the way all of it kind of goes down and is handled is pretty satisfying. It ends up being like a really well written episode, I thought. And we got a lot of Cad Bane in it, which was great. I didn't know if we'd really like get a full episode kind of featuring him immediately, but we did, and it was great. Very Western, which I loved. His theme is great, and there's a lot of smoke and standoffs in this episode. And what more could you want? What
Give
more
me
could you want?
So many. If this entire episode was just Cad Bane standing off with different people, I would have adored
I'd
it.
I'd be down.
Like if every corner he turned is just a different person he has to do a standoff with, and they do the really slow-mo of like him putting his hand down by his belt. Dude, if it was the whole episode, I would have liked it. However, I also very much enjoyed this episode. I liked it a lot because it made me really appreciate Fennec Shand more.
Oh, definitely.
My mic.
It definitely
this, because if you remember correctly out there, our little listeners, when Fennec Shand was first.
Do you think they like being talked to like that? Like, no. do you think they all like just sat up in their little seats? They're like, all right, yeah, that's me.
No, I think they absolutely hate it.
No, I'm the opposite. I think they like it. Talk to them like they are.
Fennec Shand's, like introduction episode I wasn't a huge fan of. I thought that she just could have been cooler. This, however, I really liked her in this episode. I thought what they did with the character, what they are doing with these bounty hunter characters is really cool and a really awesome way to add them into this story. I really liked everything that they did with Omega. I'm glad this episode felt like a Cad Bane and Omega episode. Like, we were following their story, and definitely. I thought that was really cool, too. So, I enjoyed this episode a lot. The last 4 episodes, I have been, like, in love with this show. So, I'm hoping it continues. I know we kind of got towards the end of this arc now, so I'm not really fully expecting the story to continue in the next episode. I'm kind of more expecting it to be filler, but I've been really happy with these last 4 episodes, at least.
Yeah, so, I'm right there with you.
Okay, cool. Well, then we might as well talk about the episode. So, okay. Fennec Shan and Cad Bane being these two bounty hunters that are going after Omega,
quick,
but
real quick, because who the hell cares? Did you see what just happened?
The light turned off?
My lights turned off and my lamp got like, actually, I think my lamp was already on. I figured out how to get my Alexa like room lights to do like a routine every night at 9. It must be 9 now, huh? Yeah.
It is 9.
Yeah. So if my lights are on in my room and my lamp's not on, it like the lights turn off, the lamp turns on. It's like, it's nighttime. It's,
oh my God.
It's Matt's
I'm so
nighttime.
Happy for you.
Yeah. And it scared me for a brief second because I'd never seen it play out, but look at that. Beautiful.
I want to act happier for you. It's just hard.
I just can't. It's just too lame.
This is all I've got to be excited with.
I'll take it.
But cool, dude. I'm glad. 9 o'clock, night time, I guess. Go to bed. But no, Cad Bane and Fennec Shan, I love that they're these two bounty hunters that are going both after Omega, but we just found out that it's for different reasons. And mm-hmm. I think that was really cool.
Yeah, the fact that they're working for different Kaminoans. Kaminoans? Am I saying it right?
Kaminoans. Kaminoans. You literally never say it right. Every time you try, like every episode we talk about these people, this species.
I know.
And say it differently every single time.
And I make sure to say every pronunciation that I can think of. So it's like he got it right the fourth time at least. But yeah, that was cool. That was a cool little tidbit that we didn't know. I think we both assumed, and Omar too out there probably assumed too, that they were just bounty hunters working for the same kind of cause for them. But we got kind of that dynamic now where we see that the Kaminoans are not necessarily all on the same page when it comes to Omega.
Well, and we kind of knew that just from like the way that one Kaminoan was acting. She very much seems like the mother kind of figure over Omega and has like this connection with her. So the whole time she's kind of just been wanting to help Omega, but secretly because she knows she can get in trouble. But now we're seeing like it's been taken a step further. And so now we're seeing the different dynamics in bounty hunters where like you have one bad bounty hunter and not bad, but like one that's doing something to hurt Omega and one that's doing something to help
trying to help her. Yeah.
Which I thought it was really cool, which I guess I'm jumping to the end, but I did think it was really cool how, like, at the end when Fennec was, like, she got away, but she's with, like, the group she was with before, and the Kaminoan was like, okay, well, just, like, leave her alone. I just don't want her in the hands of, like, the other person, which was, like, really cool to see. And now you're like, man, I really like this person. I hope they don't kill her in the end, which she definitely is going to die, so.
Well, no, she can't, right? Because isn't she in Mandalorian? Isn't that where we first met her?
You're talking about Fennec because I'm talking about the Kaminoan.
Oh, yes.
We weren't on the same page on that.
Oh,
one,
okay. But
Fennec, yeah, Fennec stays alive.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But that I think was really cool. And then all the stuff that we got with Omega and her just, the acting and everything is so great in this show. Like the fear that she has, how much she like really wants to convince. She almost had like a Han Solo-esque kind of personality when she was like held captive in the ship where she was like, I need to convince this droid to let me out. Mm-hmm. So she like tried to do it in the best way, but then she ended up helping him. And it kind of just shows that Omega really is just like pure good. Like she's just trying to do good. So I think all of that was really cool dynamics to see with her character. We haven't seen her stand alone. Really. You always see her with the group, but this was very much an Omega episode with Cad Bane. Which is always going to be my hat.
What could you ask for more than that? So. Yeah, I agree. A lot of, or at least a couple of kind of like tidbits of stuff we didn't know too about, we kind of got more clarification on who she is and why they're after her, right? Like she is like a pure clone similar to Boba Fett, which is pretty wild.
Well, so I saw this online. So like whenever we were watching this episode, I turned to Matt and I was like, oh my God, Omega is Boba Fett's sister. And I was like, that is like such a cool, like, and they're technically are and technically aren't because.
Well, they're all basically, right?
They're all clones, right? Yeah, exactly. No. So they're all related, but they are like the most purely form of related. So it makes them the closest. And then I forgot, and they said it in this episode, but they were calling Boba Fett Alpha. So it's literally Alpha and Omega.
Yes. Like, wow. That's
the name. Wow. Isn't that cool? It I know. Really is. Whenever I saw that on like an article somewhere, and I was like, oh shit, that's actually like really cool.
Yeah.
So interested to see when Boba Fett's gonna come into play with all
this. Because he has to.
He has to at this point.
Along those same lines, do you remember last week when we're talking and I was telling you guys about the scene? Apparently they had like kind of B-roll footage of it from Clone Wars of Cad Bane and Boba Fett in a fight that was never actually put in canonically, but a lot of that same type of vibe was used with the hunter standoff that they had. So that gets more interesting, because I don't know if I'm sure you noticed it, maybe you didn't give it much thought until I was kind of reading about this like me, but when he takes his hat off a couple of times in this episode, he has a metal plate on his head. He did not used to have that. The last time we saw him in Clone Wars, he didn't have that. We don't know what happened now, but they made a point twice in this episode to show you that that is there.
Yeah.
And that's in the famous thing that, again, we never saw it, but you can go look at it on YouTube. Like, Boba Fett shoots him in the head.
That's interesting, because they literally, he like headbutts Fennec Shand at some point, and like when he comes back up, his hat's up, so you see it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's weird that they highlighted him headbutting her, but now that makes sense.
Yeah, so obviously it could be kind of just like a twist that's not what we think it is. Like, it could be something else. We could find out that something else happened to him. But I'd say right now where we're at, it seems like they're trying to hint at that, and for it to be a nod for people that kind of have known that's what kind of happened. Whether or not we'll see that in a flashback or kind of get confirmation that that's why he has the metal plate, I guess remains to be seen. But it's really cool if so. Like, it's really cool.
Well, so I have a question, and this isn't about that, this is something else, but what do you think the like test tube like clone versions of the Kaminoans, which I think that's what that was.
That's what it seemed like. I don't know. That was weird to me in a way of like when she's looking in it the first time, I didn't get a good enough look to even realize that it was looked like clones of the Kaminoans. My head's going like, when have we seen clones in a tank? Snoke. Is this setting that up? This seems a bit early to set that up, but so that's not what it is. But
is it early to set this up? Because it clearly is like, this is where all the clone ideas came from. So clearly Palpatine has this in his head now. Like, this is something that he started way before we even knew that this was going to be a thing in Rise of Skywalker. So I just think it's one of those things where maybe because we trust them with Clone Wars and what they did continuing that story, and now with this, I wouldn't be surprised if they somehow tie it in.
Me too. And I hope, or I'd love that. But even if that's not what it is, I hope we get at least more clarification on what that was, because it didn't, and maybe it went over our heads, but it definitely went over mine to this point where, like, I don't really know what that was.
I don't either. I trust Dave Filoni. So, and I do think he has a really good way of tying things in that have been continually created by other people in Star Wars. So that's why I'm like wondering if that's going to happen. I did think it was weird though. And how she was like staring at it and stuff, I was thinking, oh, maybe this is like something they're going to show and it's going to be like, it's going to hit us and we're gonna be like, oh shit, that's what that is.
Right.
But then when it showed it, I was like, I still don't really understand what we're looking at. It
looks like a Kaminoan, like a giant one that's dead.
I mean, we could just be ignorant and that could just be like a common thing that they do, like that we just never knew about. But yeah, I just wasn't sure about all of that. But either way, finding out why they want Omega, and I guess we still thought, we keep thinking she has some sort of force power. Which this kind of
this makes it less
thinking this isn't. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems less likely now that that's what it is. But you also, I mean, don't know. Maybe that is part of it being like that's a perfect thing. Clone and just, you know, they could still go that route. I don't think it's like deconfirming it or anything, but you're right. It seems like this is the kind of reason why she's so important. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like they're mostly just focusing on this. But like, what are they going to do with her DNA? Like,
yeah, because they don't, they clearly don't need her. Because they make that comment earlier on where it's like, yeah, they just need to get her DNA and then they can kill her.
I'm curious because they're like, they need it, I'm assuming, to make more clones. But isn't the whole point that they don't want clones anymore? So what's the point of making more clones?
Well, it's because the Kaminoans, there. It's like if we had a business that was making clones, I guess, you know what I mean? And it's like the Empire doesn't want them anymore, but we're trying to show them like, look, we got some really good clones we can make you. So this is like their last ditch effort, right? So the Kaminoans are trying to hold on to like, maybe if we can make a whole slew of clones based on Omega's DNA, then we can actually convince the Empire that they still need them. Because you're right, it's like the Empire doesn't want them. They're more along the lines of Crosshair and these kind of elite soldiers and, you know, probably death troopers is what they're getting at there. So
where do you think that this is going now then? Like, now that we had this whole little arc where we're seeing the bounty hunters, we're seeing what's happened with Crosshair, like, where do you think this story is now heading?
Yeah, I'm not totally sure, because like you, this feels like the end of an arc finally. This feels like this wrapped up the last four episodes, where it doesn't seem like the next episode picks up immediately. It still could, but it seems like whatever's going to happen is they're going somewhere new now. So I don't really know. I hope it stays involved with the main story. I hope we, at least if we kind of get like a B plot with the Bad Batch, I hope that we at least follow Crosshair still and kind of the fallout of when he gets kind of back to base. And we know for the love of God that what's his face, Tarkin, he's out there. Show him to us again. What's he up to?
Tarkin's face one more time.
No, we want to see Tarkin. I do, but. But yeah, no, so I'm not totally sure, but I'm kind of along the same thought process as you, where I think we're going to get a little bit of filler, or like a little bit of some calmer episodes now, and let things kind of settle. Filler,
but I'm more hopeful that now that we've had this kind of arc, that the next arc we have is going to be having way more to do with the Empire. Because I feel like this arc had a lot more to do with the Kaminoans and like what they want to do, and like why the bounty hunters were after them and stuff, and like getting the chips out of their heads, but and less to do with the actual Empire other than the Crosshair stuff. But like,
but that's
all
we're
not seeing what's happening with Palpatine, which I don't think we will, but like we're not seeing what Tarkin's doing. We're not seeing what's happening in actual Empire areas. So I'm thinking we'll see more of that. I'm also still really hopeful that we're getting Ahsoka at some point.
Me too.
Because we got Rex. So next step is Ahsoka.
I know. I really want Ahsoka. I really want to. I just want to touch in with some of those big Clone Wars characters, and you know, obviously big Star Wars characters at this point. Like I'd still love if we see Darth and Palpatine and stuff. But think about it too. So there's 16 episodes. We just finished 9. This was kind of like a 4-episode arc. You'd assume the finale is going to be similar to that. So that would mean even if we're getting fillers, we might get 10, 11, two episodes of filler, and then. I guess maybe 12. So we might get 3 episodes, but then you'd think at that point, then they're going to have to start the end. So even if the episodes kind of die down for a bit, I think then we're going to get back into crazy territory. And like you're saying, I hope we do see Ahsoka pop up and some of these other characters. I hope.
Yeah, me too.
I want it so bad.
We will. I think we will. I think honestly, that's like all I have to discuss. I don't know if you have anything else you want.
You're free to go.
Thanks. It's been nice. Good interview.
I feel like that kind of wraps up the majority of the episode.
It was short and sweet, but it was like a really tight episode, and I like when that happens.
It was. It focused a lot on, there wasn't a ton going on. Like we knew the Bad Batch was kind of tracking her and trying to get her to send out a signal for them to get to, but for the most part we were following Omega and Cad Bane, and then once Fennec
and we
Chan
found out
up,
like bigger questions were answered.
This episode seemed like it answered the most kind of questions, or like just gave us the most confirmation on
Omega
a couple
is,
things
right.
Yeah, we finally got like more detail on that, so that's why this is a great episode. This
I
arc
agree.
Was great.
I
this
agree.
Is solidifying Bad Batch as must watch Star
it
Wars
is.
Content right,
which good for them.
Come
I'm
on.
Happy it is.
Come on people, if you're not watching this, watch
come on
it.
Son. All right. Well, this has been fun. I cannot wait to come back and discuss episode 10. I'm hoping that since it's 10, it's going to be like a doozy. Like it's going to be
let's
a really
do
fun
it.
Episode.
Let's
so
do it.
Let's freaking hope for it. So we'll be back Monday. But until then, we got Loki Wednesday and Fast Nine's out there. So go give that a listen. But until next time, good soldiers follow orders.